Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Looks like the drinking challenge is 99.9% organised. Details coming up. Chocolate Puma, I Want to Be With You, and D-Ream, Shoot Me With Your Love.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy, and Will. Radio 1's very own Delta Force.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello.
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 Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
Hello, Joanna. Well, what was that going on last night in the football? Do you know what I mean?
Unfairly done by, I think.
Oh, what, Leeds United?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that first goal, by the way. You're wrong.
I thought it looked offside, personally.
No, a different angle on the TV.
No, I think he was off.
No, it wasn't.
At least he didn't handball it.
I know the offside rule really well.
You learnt it about 6 months ago, didn't you?
Yeah. And basically, if one of the Leeds players... Right, has a chance of scoring.
Yeah.
That's not offside.
Right.
Because that's the rule, isn't it? Lizzie, do you know the offside rule in football?
I wouldn't want to commit myself to that one.
Well, give it a try.
I'm not going to explain it.
No, I want you to.
Okay, right. The offside rule, as I understand it...
Yeah.
Right. If, when you're going to attack, right... If there's a... is it the 25-yard
line?
No
helper, Dave.
No, I'm not saying anything.
No, he's not. You probably don't know. right, you get to the 25-yard line towards the goal, and if there's not a defender from the opposing team between the attacker and the goal, then you're offside.
Say that again.
You heard me the first time, Dave. Okay, you explain the offside rule, Dave.
You're about right, actually. There's got to be a defender between the attacker. Well, it's all to do with the moment the ball is played.
It's not... go on.
It's to do with the moment the ball is played. It's a lot easier, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to cop out here, but it's a lot easier to draw it than it is to explain it.
Yeah, says Dave. Says Dave on his Radio 1 show.
I do know. But it's a lot easier to do it, you know, we did it in the pub that night with salt shakers.
Get it drawn in 60 seconds and put it on the webcam.
Yeah.
Quick.
I'll do it for the next webcam. 21 minutes past.
No, you won't.
Come on. Use the back then.
Oh, balls, right.
Yeah, just one ball.
And there's the goal, right, Liz?
45 seconds.
Defender there.
This is great radio, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? The best radio. On Radio 1.
See, right, he's got...
Basically, I'm right.
Yeah, basically, no, you are right, pretty much. I can't draw this properly by, you know, 30 seconds.
You've got two dots and a goal.
No,
yeah, Rolf Harris is papping himself, mate.
You tell what it is?
Yeah, no.
That one there.
Hang on, all right, it doesn't matter.
Defender.
It doesn't matter, anyway. Do you know what handball is, Lizzie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's what that fella did last night. Raoul the Fool.
Hand of God.
Anyway, so, but, you know, Leeds played really well last night. It doesn't matter anyway, because they're through.
The ref actually apologised at the end for that.
I thought it was the player apologised.
No, the ref, I think, apologised to the Leeds players afterwards in the dressing room.
Yeah.
For having given...
Time.
For having given the thing, even though video evidence clearly showed it was a handball.
Yeah. What can you do, eh, Will? What can you do?
I don't understand. So, the ref says it's wrong, the video says it's wrong.
Does it, yeah, but once if they haven't...
Once
if
it's
they
awarded.
Haven't, yeah, if it's awarded and he hasn't gone, no, then it's awarded, end of story.
There's no comeback whatsoever, no appeal, nothing.
You can't change the score once it's been awarded, no.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not very fair, is it?
Even if he gave him the goal, and then the guy put it in with his hand, turned around and went, actually, do you know what, I must be honest, no, it did touch my hand.
If he's awarded it,
it
counts.
Yeah.
You're right. Through anyway, though, so...
Yeah, exactly,
you know.
Right. Says me, Mr. Football. I know. You ask me a question about football, I can answer it. Go on. Ask me any question about football, I'll answer it.
Which side plays its home matches at Gresty Road?
That's easy. Right, so anyway, on the show today, we're going to do another Secret Squirrel, and we might do another Great Receptionist Stopwatch Challenge. Yes?
Yeah.
And we have a lovely little song for Comic Relief to play.
Yeah.
From What's Life. It's Five Pansies. Not Westlife, but don't get confused with Westlife. This is Wuss Life. Hello there. Lizzie's very excited today. She's singing her song about soup.
We've got soup.
Well, how much soup have you got, Lizzie?
I've got two massive carrier bags full of soup and a selection of flavours. And I've got noodles in them as well.
Do you know why?
Oh, they're good, them, actually.
The Cup of Soup Extra Comedy Challenge, right? It's basically to find a new stand-up king, right? Mm. And one of the judges will be... I beg your pardon, Will. I'm sorry, I was talking at the same time you were then. I do apologise. I'll just sit back and wait for you to finish, Will. Sorry about that. That was really rude of me.
Chicken and mushroom, we're laughing. Right, carry on. I'll move these now.
So does it say in the Radio Times on the radio listings for Wednesday, March the 7th, 3 o'clock, Chris Moyles? Or does it say 3 o'clock, Will Kinder, with Chris Moyles rudely interrupting? I can't remember. What? Just remind me, what does it say again, Will?
Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles, right. And your name is?
Will Kinder.
Right, so does that mean you shut up?
Yes.
Right. Pillock. Anyway, Steve McKay. There's no point in me saying what I was going to say now, because it's pointless. Because he just peed all over my chips. Mm. And they were sent in for the chip stand-up challenge, which is happening next week. And Steve McKenna's a judge.
Very nice.
All right, so we're going to talk about drinking next, which is, by the... What I feel, it's ruffling a lot of feathers.
Whose feathers?
Well, I don't know. I heard Sarah say something about it this morning, that they're not allowed to go on about it in too much detail. Let's point out, by the way, this drinking challenge is just a laugh between us and the breakfast show in an attempt to very cheaply advertise both radio shows on each other's show. So a breakfast day promote us, and on us we promote breakfast.
Right? Promotion is
yeah,
cool.
It's free advertising, yeah. Right? We're not inviting or asking kids to go drinking. We're not encouraging teenage drinking. If you have that opinion, shove it up your ass. I'm not interested, right? It's just us having fun.
Nice point.
Anyway, I'll tell you more about it after this. I need to just put the end of the record. I've been in a Charlie Chuck stroke happy eater. Wow, genius music. The Avalanches, and Since I Left You on Radio 1. Okay, so here's the deal on the drinking challenge, right? It's just a bit of a laugh. I make no apologies to do this, by the way. My main job is to entertain the nation, and I think that the nation will be entertained by the story about our drinking game. You?
It's quality radio at a price you can afford.
Well, what?
I'm taking the middle ground.
What, all of a sudden, 3 days into the item? What? No,
white.
So
no.
I have
no. Go on, do what? No, say it then. Go on.
Come on, Will. What's your
Will,
view?
Will, say it. For I smack you.
I have no view on the item whatsoever. As you will know, if you've heard, I haven't actually said a word during the item at all when you've been discussing this. I have
why?
No
what's
opinion.
Your problem with it?
It goes entirely against the BBC laws.
BBC laws?
Laws
I didn't know there were
rules.
Any BBC laws.
Indeed.
What BBC laws are these?
The ones that prohibit us from encouraging drinking.
Prohibit us?
Here we go.
What does prohibit mean?
Prohibit.
Like a profiterole?
Prohibit.
That's right.
Prohibit.
Like
is from...
like a frog.
And which rules are these, by the way?
The BBC's rules.
I've never seen these rules.
The Bible.
Are these rules in a book?
Yep.
And what's the book called?
Producer Guidelines.
Our guidelines, not rules then, right?
I thought you might catch me on that one.
Yeah.
Whoa,
it's advice.
Sprung that old trick on me.
Yeah, that's what you taught me when you first got here. You went, guidelines, not rules, right?
Anyway, on your own head be it, mate. I'm leaving it entirely with you.
I think it's great. We're all going to look after each other. We're all grown-ups. We're all adults.
Mm.
Lizzie thinks it's a great idea. Only because it's just her way of trying to get a few drinks in for free. I can't afford a big round.
Is it all free then tomorrow? Or whenever we're doing it?
I'm quite willing to put a couple of quid behind the bar.
Right.
I'm sure Coxie wouldn't mind putting a few quid behind
the
bar.
She's not sure, is she?
Not that I have any opinion whatsoever.
Right.
But I think the two turns should stump up all the cash for the entire event.
But hang on a second. You don't have an opinion on the event though, do you?
Yeah, I do, and I agree with him.
Right. Well, I'll put a...
You and Coxie go halves on it.
No, I'll put a bit of money out. You're going to be there for the drinking game tomorrow, yeah?
I'm judging.
Right, okay. So, I'll give you a bit of money now. It's not a problem for me.
Okay, mate.
I'll give you, like, a tenner or something.
Yeah, that's one round.
All right.
It's a short game, isn't it?
25.
The deposit per turn for their team is £200 each.
Get lost. What, which I've got a fork out?
Yeah. And cups.
Fork out?
You're loaded.
So it's
not getting £200 behind a bar.
Why not?
I'll match whatever Coxie puts behind the bar.
Oh, she said she's going to stump up a grand.
No, she didn't say that.
So there you go.
No, she didn't.
She did.
When did she
say
that?
This morning.
I'll ring her now then.
Ring her now. She said she's going to stump up a grand.
Right, I'm going to ring her now.
Go on.
Right.
In a second.
Minimum.
What?
Minimum.
It's Popsy here. I will stump up £100 for the drinking challenge. Bye bye.
There you go.
Oh, ringer.
What?
Ringer.
Now?
Yeah.
She might not be there.
Well, try it.
If she was listening, she'd have rung me and my phone.
She normally listens and sends filthy text messages.
She might be having a sleep and I don't want to wake her up.
Wake
Best time
up.
To catch her.
What?
It's important that we clarify this.
It's important that you clarify this because it's important that I pay and you don't,
yeah.
You tight ass.
We didn't get paid very much.
I haven't got no money. I've just got you a load of cup of soups, Lizzie. What more do you want?
You can't get drunk on cup of soup, Chris.
I don't know. Depends how many you have, do you know what I mean? I'm sure Will has before in the past.
I'm sure you can't get drunk on cup of soups, no.
For legal reasons, was
For legal it? Reasons, you definitely can't get drunk on cup soup.
What if I ring Sarah now and she's asleep?
Well, you'll wake her up, won't you?
Yeah, but then...
But we'll still have her answer.
This is very impressionable.
Why?
Ringing a fellow colleague.
When did that ever bore us?
Eh?
When did that ever bore us?
This is the
Vodafone... See, her phone's off, see? What can I do? Don't say I didn't try my best. And we haven't even got a joker sorted out, though. But the idea is, we're going to go out tomorrow to a secret location in Watford.
Mm.
The Firkin in Watford.
Yeah.
The Slim and Shady pub.
The Frog and Trumpet.
Yeah. The Richard and Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just going to go from, 6:30 till 11.
Have you run Keith Allen yet?
No. But we would like to say that the lines are open now. If any top celebrities would like to be the jokers in our pack, if you can handle a drink and you want to drink on the Moyles team, then contact us now in the studio by whatever means you have. Email or phone or whatever.
Because it just... What? Sorry, Dave.
Well, I was going to say, because you know that Coxie's roped in a fella, right?
John.
Yeah, Dangerous John.
What, John? Whiff of the Barmaid's Apron Strings Carter?
Well, she seems to think that he's quite a professional. And judging by the way he looked at your birthday party... He looks like a drinker. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think the call to Keith Allen or Lemmy or Sean Ryder is imperative.
What about a phone call to Zoe Ball?
Yeah, I think she's a bit more sensible these days.
Yeah, she's a mummy. Yeah.
Norman?
Norman would be good.
Daddy.
Do you want to put a phone call in then? We've got to get in there before they do, right?
I'll call Norman.
All right, okay. So find out in the next kind of couple of hours on Radio 1 who our jokers will be in the Great Radio 1 Drinking Challenge billed for tomorrow night.
This is Pete Tong, and Friday, March 16th, on Radio 1, Comic Relief gets serious about clubbing.
Radio 1's essential relief.
We're taking over home in London for 8 hours of full-on madness and tunes as the world's top heavyweight DJs battle it out one-on-one, face-to-face, over two decks and a mixer.
Essential Relief featuring Fatboy Slim, John Carter, Seb Fontaine, Fergie, Judge Jules, Carl Cox, Darren Emerson, and absolutely no jokes, sketches, or amusing parodies whatsoever.
Join Sarah Cox, Danny Rampling, and me, Pete Tong, and be ready to cast your vote.
To be there, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100. Essential Relief, live from home, raising cash for Comic Relief. Friday, March 16th, only on Radio 1.
Imagine the scene. You've just got home to your lovely wife after a hard day at the office. The smell of baked potatoes fills the air, and you know that life couldn't be better until suddenly you hear a knock at the door. Maybe it's a pesky salesman.
Hello?
Maybe it's an annoying neighbor. Booey. Either way, you need new Novaway. Novaway is the only way to keep unwanted guests away from your home. Simply attach the jump leads to any metallic part of the door, and bingo, 240 volts straight through the doorknob. And that's enough to deter even the most persistent knocker. So if you just want a quiet life, get Novaway and give peace a chance. From the makers of Security Mode and Poop Cannon.
Alright, so how about these for potential jokers for our drinking team, right?
Mm.
These are people that I know like a little drink,
yeah.
Right? Kat Deely and her friend Edith.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Keith Duffy. Or Shane, it doesn't matter.
Both.
Yeah.
They're both.
Ralph Little from the Royal Family.
Is he a big drinker?
Yeah, he's alright. Because I'm going with personalities who really have a good time with as well.
Mm.
Will Meller. Think he likes the odd little tipple.
I don't think he's a big drinker.
Our producer Richard Murdoch for us on the Saturday
Count
show.
Count Druncula.
Count Druncula.
Stick him on the red wine, you're laughing.
Suggs.
Is he?
The star of Night Fever.
Try him.
Charlene Spiteri.
She'd be good, I think.
Because not only would she be good for drinking, but also good for security.
Exactly. Any trouble, she'll batter them.
Yeah. You don't mess with Charlene Spiteri. Yeah, come here! You spill my paint! You know what I mean? Mm. And the other name I've got on the list is Chris Evans.
He likes a tipple, doesn't he?
He likes the odd one or two.
Mm.
I know that, you know, he likes to go out and enjoy himself. I know that he he's drank before with Coxie and myself separately.
Mm.
I just wonder if he'd be up for it.
Make that call.
We'll put the call into Virgin Radio Press Office, find out if Evans wants to come drinking to the Big Drinking Challenge.
Radio 1.
Craig David coming up, and at the drive-in is Carolyn with news. It's 3:30.
A man gets the longest sentence in British legal history for drink driving.
Radio 1 News Beat.
A relative of two of the six people killed by a drunk driver who's been jailed for 15 years says it's not enough. Peter Noble from South Yorkshire had drunk 13 pints on a pub crawl when he drove straight into a car on the opposite side of the road. The 15-year sentence is the longest in legal history for death by dangerous driving. But Jamie Holmes, who lost his grandparents in the crash, says it doesn't make up for his loss.
15 years is not enough. It can't bring anybody back. Basically, we've all got the life sentences, and he's only got 15 years, so it will never make up now.
The jury in the trial of three Leeds United footballers accused of attacking an Asian student, Sarfraz Najib, in January last year, has been told to clear one of the defendants. Tony Hackworth, a reserve team striker, had been charged with grievous bodily harm. One person's been killed and at least 10 others injured after a building collapsed in the Spanish capital of Madrid. It's thought more may be trapped in the rubble. This from Newsbeat's Europe reporter, Alistair Sanford.
The five-storey building in a busy part of central Madrid collapsed at lunchtime, sending a pile of debris into the street. One middle-aged person's been found dead. Two of the injured are seriously hurt. A shop on the ground floor had been undergoing renovation work. Emergency workers don't know how many people were in the flats above. They're using sniffer dogs to look for more victims.
The Chancellor, Gordon Brown, has just started his budget. He'll be rejigging the country's finances. And if you want to know how the budget will affect your finances, there's more information on the Radio 1 website. Just click on Essentials. Four more cases of foot and mouth have been confirmed today, bringing the total to 85. Horse racing, though, has restarted after a seven-day ban brought in to stop the spread of the disease. The director of Lingfield Racecourse is Ian Renton.
We have disinfectant pads at all entrances for vehicles and pedestrians. Horses, horse boxes will be disinfected before leaving their stables, and we have complied with everything we've been asked to do.
A sword used by Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart has been sold at a charity auction in New York for about £100,000. The money will help fund AIDS projects in Africa. Radio 1 Newsbeat. More in an hour.
What's the deal with the budget today?
The budget.
Bearing in mind, and I must admit, that I'm not the brightest star in the sky.
Well, you might pay more for your booze. You might pay more for your fags.
Hang on, before you tell me anything. Hang on, stop. Before you tell me anything, I thought I'd get some budget music out to play, so when you get all the information about the budget. So it's up to you. I found
That'd
this music.
Fantastic.
This music here.
The budget.
Okay?
That's perfect, yeah.
Or this music here. So which one would you like to go for?
Definitely the second one.
All right. Off you go then, Carolyn.
Well, there's going to be changes to booze, changes to petrol, changes to cigarette prices, changes to your tax bill.
Right.
You'll just have to wait and see, though. He's had about five words so far of the budget, so we're not quite sure what he's going to say yet.
Okay, so far he hasn't given
so far
us...
he's stood up.
All right, okay. He's stood up, ladies and gentlemen. So that's up.
How does that affect us?
Standing is up, Dave.
That's right.
Write that down. Standing is up.
Sitting is down.
Yes,
right.
That's spot on.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Glasgow is up.
Right.
And Cornwall is down.
Okay.
South.
Mm. And he's got a red tie on.
And he's got a red tie. Red ties
danger.
Are up.
Danger. Says danger.
That's danger. Danger Man, Danger Mouse.
Yes, Danger
Penfold,
Mouse.
Baron Greenback.
Amazing.
Right. All right, thank you, Carolyn.
Okay.
We'll be back with more music for you after the news at 4:30.
Excellent.
Bye.
Bye.
Radio 1. Dancing on the corpse's ashes.
Craig David and at the drive-in at Radio 1. Just for 3:45. No, I just told the time. Don't normally. DJ thing to do, apart from the breakfast show. If anybody ever tells you the time, you know that I've got nothing else to talk about.
It's 43 minutes past 3 o'clock. Oh, no, sorry, it's 43 minutes past the big hour of 3 o'clock.
No, it's 43 Radio 1 minutes
past the big hour of 3 o'clock.
That's it, yeah. Radio 1 used to own the time before.
Did they?
Yeah. That's a real Tony Blackburn thing to do. 17 minutes now to the big hour of 4 o'clock. Why is 4 o'clock a big hour?
Don't know.
Wait a minute. What?
Nothing.
Right.
Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
Joanna, I haven't got time for you, love. I'm sorry. We've got a busy show. We've got to fly through it. The Great Receptionist Stopwatch Challenge we're going to do in the next 5 minutes?
Yeah.
After the next record?
Yeah.
Yes, lovely. Well done to both English teams last night in the football.
Mm-hmm.
Both did well.
Yeah.
Good luck to Manchester United tonight. Half of me doesn't want them to do well, just in case Leeds end up meeting them. But half of me wants them to do well because it's good to see any of the English clubs do well in Europe.
Absolutely.
What?
Nothing.
You don't agree?
No, I do agree.
I think they know.
You know, it's good to have British sport represented on a global scale.
I think so. Granted, right, there aren't many British players in these British teams, but that's not the point.
No.
Right. I'm there thinking, yes, go on, Mark Viduka, you good Leeds born and bred lad.
Mm.
Which part of Leeds was he born again?
Australia.
That was it, yeah.
South Leeds.
Yeah. No, North Leeds.
South Leeds.
Yeah. We're going to have another Craig David winner. Somebody's going to get tickets to go to this exclusive Come or Leave gig at the Radio Theatre on March the 16th. And Secret Squirrel and The Knot all coming up. As they say in France, it's a pacton today.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos.
Hola, señorita. Adios, amigos. Hola, señorita.
How would you say, hola, señorita, if you were Lizzie?
Hiya.
Señorita. What, Lizzie?
Say hola.
I love it when you go quiet. I really like that. We're really trading you well in that kind of radio form, aren't we? Lizzie! And she goes...
I'm not going to say hiya for you again. Hiya.
Listen, man, I've got it on tape.
Hiya. Hiya. Hiya.
Right, it's time for the Great Receptionist Challenge then. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad.
So, where are you?
Grimsby, Links Packaging.
Okay, all right. So, what we're going to do, we're going to slightly change the rules on the Great Receptionist Stopwatch Challenge. If you manage to get the answer correct, you can do a nice plug for your company.
Yeah.
Right, if you get it wrong, we'll just cut you off and play a record.
Right.
Actually, we'll play a trail today, just to be different.
Mm.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Okay, you're very chatty, aren't you, Andy?
Well, every day.
All right, so tell us about Paula, your receptionist, then.
She started about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Seems all right. Seems pretty good.
She's got a sense of humour?
Very much so, yeah.
She think quite tolerant?
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing. We've got this little jingle that we play from time to time, which is a man going...
Hello!
right?
Right.
So, we rang your receptionist, Paula, and none of us spoke. We just played this.
Hello?
Down the phone.
Yeah.
As many times as we could.
Hello?
So the question is, how many seconds before Paula finally put the phone down when all she could hear on the other end was a man going...
Hello?
Is it A, 35 seconds, B, 45 seconds, C, 55 seconds, or D, a minute and 5 seconds?
D.
D, a minute and 5 seconds.
D, yeah.
All right, let's find if you're right.
Good afternoon, Link's Packaging.
Hello?
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 Are you on replay?
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Hello?
I'll put the phone down.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello, Link's Packaging.
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon, Link's Packaging.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Hello.
There you go.
She's a good laugh.
Hey?
She's a good laugh, could have been a customer.
Well, you never know, mate. She was very good. She had, you know, a nice little chuckle. She was good. Yeah. But it was 55 seconds. It wasn't a minute and 55. Well, a minute and five, rather. Just 55, which means you're wrong.
All right.
Sorry, mate, but thanks very much, and thanks for playing, and give our love to Paula.
Will do.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Demand the tune you want to hear.
The tune you
demand.
Want
the tune you want to hear.
Radio 1.
On demand.
Tonight from 6.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Log on.
Hi, this is Lisa Melton Carr. We'd really like to listen to Apple Dodgers Think About Me.
My name's Mike. I'm on my way back from work in Milton Keynes. I'd like to hear Stereophonics, Mr. Ryan.
Hello, my name's Lisa. I'd like to hear Hearsay, Pure and Simple.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
On demand.
With Dave Pearce.
Go to Radio 1 online to demand your favourite song of the moment or call 08700 100 100 option 6 and leave us a message.
Hi, this is Richard. I'm from London. And I want Craig Davis from Rendezvous because I've just had the best weekend ever.
Tonight from 6.
Thanks very much.
Limp Bizkit at Radio 1 and take a look around. I've just been looking at the newspapers today. This Victoria Beckham's sister Louise and her new man, who the papers are just so pleased, looks like David Beckham.
Yeah, but not just a little bit like him.
Yeah, a lot like him.
He's very sad.
But not just does he look like David Beckham, but he plays for a football team.
Yeah.
And even better for the newspapers, he doesn't play for like a football team that, you know, is a rival to Manchester United. He plays for Boreham Wood.
In the Ryman League.
Is that a big league?
No.
Okay.
Beckham gets 30,000 grand a week, and this guy gets £200 a week, but tops it up by landscape gardening. It's great. This is such a great story.
But the guy's cloned himself on Beckham, though.
What cars does David Beckham have? 2 Ferraris, a Range Rover, a TVR, a Lincoln Navigator, and a Mercedes. What cars this guy got? None, but he sometimes borrows a gardening van. Mm-hmm. It's a dream come true, isn't it? It's just great. Oh, fabulous. Victoria must be just laughing. Every morning she must wake up. She must be looking at these papers and laughing. That is very funny. Moving on. Now let's read out this piece of paper here.
Okay.
Craig David is performing an exclusive comic relief gig at the BBC Radio Theatre on March the 16th. For your chance to be there, you need to call this number, 0906-550-511, and leave your name and phone number. The call will cost £1, with 66p going to comic relief. We'll be reading out the names of people selected at random across Radio 1, so keep listening out for more lucky winners. Now, once again, Craig David playing a gig for comic relief at the BBC Radio Theatre on March the 16th. It's time to read out another lucky winner's name.
That's timing.
Yes.
You can't tell I'm like a frustrated game show host, can you?
Now, walking down the fake stairway, please welcome Radio 1 disc jockey, Chris Moyles!
Hello! How are we all today?
Hey!
You're not making my life easy, are you?
The winner of this show's pit...
Next.
Do that
gonna,
again.
I was going to say pair of tickets, and then tickets.
Pair of tickets.
Pit of tickets. Pit of tickets.
The winner of this show's pair of tickets to see Craig David is... Catherine Hode from Moseley in Birmingham! If you'd like to go, all you got to do is call this number. 09-06-55-00-5-1-1!
Zero,
no one noticed.
Mate, you're heading for game
show. No one noticed.
You're heading for game show territory.
I'm heading for Virgin Radio at this rate, mate. You must be joking.
No, no, no. Fortune.
Shut up. The next episode. Hey. How healthy are we?
We're eating soup.
Everybody who works on the show today is currently eating soup.
With a fork, though.
Yeah.
Which is a little odd.
Well, it's like noodle soup as well. No. So Lizzie decides to give everybody a fork to eat noodle soup with. Nice one, Lizzie.
Hiya.
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Isn't it ironic?
Why didn't you go to the spoon shop round the corner, Lizzie?
They were shut.
Right, fair enough. Like a business.
What?
The spoon shop round the corner, like a business.
Gone bust.
Yeah, because the knife and fork shop round the corner, you buy a knife and fork, they throw in three spoons. That spoon shop never stood a chance from day one. What have you got, Will?
I have chicken and mushroom with noodles.
Very nice, Dave.
Chinese chicken.
That's what I've got.
With some cheeky little noodles in there.
Lizzie, what have you got?
Same as Will.
Nice. Right, Dave Pearce is going to be on at 6 o'clock tonight with more On Demand and a big competition with your chance to spend two nights as Sonic's personal assistant.
Aye.
I put a spell on you. Clean my car, bitch!
Carrying a record box, isn't it?
Sonic's personal assistant.
Me.
So, well, you're my personal assistant.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Good.
Go and make me some tea.
Go to the garage and get me some fags.
Get some donuts, fatty. Stephen LeMack of the evening session tonight is going to be talking to Damon Albarn about the Gorillaz. More session tracks from the Orb. And a repeat session for the Fun Living Criminals. John Peel on at 10 o'clock tonight. And Charles Peterson will be on at midnight. Tomorrow night, breakfast show and our show go out and have a bit of a knees up. Find out who's left standing at the end of the night on Sarah's show in the morning. Or if we've won on the Scott Mills breakfast show the following morning. You never know.
Is it all confirmed then?
Pretty much. We just got to get a couple of jokers on our side. I was hoping Chris Evans might have called. Thought he might have come up and offered his services. Will you put a call into his people, Will? Find out if he wants to come and drink on our team.
Yep, I will.
Right then. The list we've got is Chris Evans, Kat Dealey and her mate Edith, Keith Duffy, Ralph Little, Charlene Spiteri, Will Mellersugs, or Richard Murdoch, our producer on a Saturday morning that Dave calls...
Count Druncula.
He's got a big thing for red wine. On a Saturday morning, if he's had a big red wine night Friday night, all his teeth are red Saturday morning.
Nice. You'll have to draft him in.
Hey?
Charlene's definitely out of the country. She's touring Europe.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so she's out.
Okay.
Kat has to have to do rehearsals, doesn't she? For something.
Well, yeah.
You're making this up, aren't you?
No, she might make it.
Good.
She's been out Thursday night before with us.
Yes, she did. She came to your birthday, that's true.
So she can
that in.
Yeah. And I'm still waiting for any other top celebrities who are listening to the show. If you want to come on and be on our drinking team, all you got to do is last to the end of the night. Right, because people are throwing their arms up in the air at the moment going, you're encouraging underage drinking. No, we're not. Shut up. Chill out. We're not encouraging anything. We don't endorse anything like that. Anything bad, we don't endorse it. Get a grip. Don't be so sensitive.
Our show on the breakfast show going out for a couple of jars.
Exactly.
It's a bonding exercise.
No more, no less. And we see he was still standing at the end of the night. Will has made himself judge because, you know, he'd be gone by 8:30. So any celebrities who want to join our drinking team, be the Joker in our pack, call us 08700 100 100 or phone your agent and find out if they've got a private line to the studio. That'll be even better. Right, an exclusive current relief record for you. It's Westlife and Rivals Westlife.
Number one. This record clearly is the number one. Going straight to the top, it's plain to see. Cause all the profits go to charity. We're on some favourites for a number one. We shifted records by the metric ton. We're clean, respectable and dead polite. Although some people think our songs are shy, but they're not right. A record company told us we were doing well, and we could clean up by covering Billy Joel. Our bosses are dead smart, cashing in on us pop tarts for a number one. This record clearly is a number one. Going straight to the top, it's plain to see.
I think it's going to be a high new entry this week in the charts.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
No doubt Mark Goody will reveal it in the exclusive Top 40.
Well, you know Mark Goody can never help himself but to reveal it.
Mm. Sunday from 4.
Yeah, Sunday's from 4 he reveals, and Saturday from 3 he relieves.
Relieves what?
What?
He relieves what?
I have no idea. By the way, congratulations on The Sun today about this fantastic article about the way that you sleep at night, what it says about your love life.
That's a novel idea.
I bet all the other newspapers who could have run it yesterday are kicking themselves for running it yesterday. It's ridiculous, right? And by the way, they put a good-looking woman in with a fat, goatee-bearded bloke, right? Trust me, that would never be the case.
Fella looks like Reese, our old producer.
And the night in with the video position, number 4, right? They've got pizza, beer and crisps and wine. Right? And everybody knows you don't have crisps with pizza. Sorry. You have bread. You know what I mean? Or just an extra bottle of Tommy sauce. That's what you do. Mm. What are these people talking about? Brendan Keating was the only member of Boyzone not to show up at Mikey Graham's gig. All the other boys turned up, apart from Ronan. Mikey was going to be on the show today, but we couldn't be bothered. No offence. We were talking about it yesterday, and it's like, you know, he couldn't come on the show yesterday because he was on a plane. And these people said, well, get him on the show today. Why? It was yesterday we were talking about it. Missed a moment now, haven't he? I think that's fair, don't you?
I think so.
Dave?
100% fair, of course.
Something else which has interested me in Dominic Moen's bizarre column. £1 million launch, an LA video, trip to New York, and Robbie's best mate, but Jonathan is set to hit just 23. This is Jonathan Wilkes, who's got the record out just another day, right?
Yeah.
And they have these, I always thought were very secretive midweek positions.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in the newspapers. We're not allowed to talk
about
them.
You're not allowed to broadcast them.
They don't exist as far as we're concerned.
Am I allowed to read that or not?
No, don't read it out because we're not supposed to do it. And the Sun isn't supposed to either.
Can I read that bit out?
We said, you've already read that bit, actually.
Yeah, but can I just the point I want to make? Right?
Yeah.
Dominic Moen's going,
they spent all this money on this man's record, and I think it's going to go to number 23 in the charts. It's set to hit just 23.
Roughly how many people listen to this show will be listening right now?
Oh, I don't know. Millions. 5-6 million.
How many singles do you need to sell to get into the top 10?
Depends, but I think, you know, on a competitive week, it's about 200,000, I think.
Not into the top 10, never in a million.
Hang on, All Saints went to number 1 with Black Coffee with 80,000, I think.
That wasn't a big week, though.
I know, but it's still, you know.
to get into the top 10.
Oh, top 10. Yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 40, 50.
Right, okay. So just to wipe the smile off Dominic Moen's face, if half our audience went out, if a quarter of the people listening to this now went out and bought the record over the next few days, it'd go to number one.
Easy.
Right.
If a tenth.
But if, like, a 20th of our audience went out and bought it, it'd easily get into the top 10. Top 5, even. Now, I am definitely not saying to all our listeners to go to a record shop now and buy Jonathan Wilkes' record. I'm definitely not saying don't go and buy a couple of copies of this record. I am definitely not saying that. I am definitely not saying if you want to wipe the smile off Dominic Moen's face, if you buy the record, it'll chart higher, and then that will make the little journo look stupid and small. Smaller than he is already, if rumours are to be believed from what we've heard. So I'm definitely not saying go and buy Jonathan Wilkes' Just Another Day record to shame Dominic Moen at the Sun. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying if you want to put down a tabloid journalist, buy the record and prove him wrong. Me, I would never say a thing like that. Right? Just a thought. In fact, it's not even a thought. It wasn't a thought that I had. Do you understand what I'm saying, Dave?
No.
No, you don't, because I haven't said anything. What have I said, Will?
Sorry, mate.
Exactly. I said nothing. You can order, you can go into your shop today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday lunchtime, Jonathan Wilkes Just Another Day. It'd be awful if that happened. Best bit about that record, Comedy Dave, as far as you're concerned?
The intro.
The intro. I'm making it go left or right, by the way.
I see you doing it.
Yeah.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Bring the beat back.
When?
Now.
Mate, we're just rappers. We don't realise it.
No diggity.
No doubt. Okay, so the budget is today. That big man talks about putting stuff up and down. I personally, I've always thought it's sort of like some kind of carry-on film, but he talks about what goes up and what goes down. Will, do you know any more about that?
Just tuning into that now, Chris. Just waiting for the very latest, hot off the BBC News lines.
Okay, well, I have the budget music standing by.
Okay.
Would you like to choose what budget music you have?
I feel something appropriate and heavyweight would be good.
Okay, well, you can either have budget music number one, which is Hard and Serious. Or you can have budget and music number two, which is slightly less serious. What would you like there, Will?
Can I have the... As they have the non-serious in news, I'll have the serious here in Comedy Land. And let me tell you, there's no laughs in this budget.
So you want serious music?
Yes, please.
See, now, I'd have put money on it. You'd have wanted the Benny Hill music.
Especially as he's queued up the Benny Hill music, especially.
Yeah.
Sorry, could I have this other music, please?
I can give you the serious music if you want it right now.
Right now.
Now let's go over to Grey Ed for a budget update.
7.5 million pensions.
All right, and if you want to hear that info, Carolyn, we'll read it out for you in just a few seconds. Now, I'm only joking, I forget me.
No, it is quite boring, actually. 7.5 million pence.
Actually, do you know what? It probably would be better if Carolyn read it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to do it, Dave?
If you want to.
Okay,
yeah.
Off you go.
7.5.
Actually, no, I changed my mind. Carolyn will be better.
Tomorrow from 10 on Radio 1.
The Sham Jack. The Manic Street Preachers. Live.
Get Limone tomorrow from 10.
Live.
At the Sham Jam. Europe's biggest music and snowboarding festival from Chamonix in France. With an acoustic set courtesy of Ash. Live and direct from the slopes of Mont Blanc.
The Manic. Live.
From 8, it's the evening session with me, Steve Lamacq, and the Manic Street Preachers, live from the Coal Exchange in Cardiff. This is their first UK gig since the millennium. It's straight off the back of the Cuba gig, and it's live from 8, only on Radio 1.
The Sham Jam.
Midnight till 2, we're back at the Sham Jam with a One World special featuring DJ sets from Hybrid and Leftfield.
Live.
Only on Radio 1.
The Sham Jam. The Manic Street Preachers.
Tomorrow from 10 on Radio 1.
Myers K. case of the Exit Radio one, so as far as the budget goes, right, and depending on how old you are, you might not actually give a rat's ass, right? I never did until a couple of years ago, and then all of a sudden when you've got, like, a house, and you drink and you smoke, and you drive a car, you suddenly realise that, actually, it does affect you. So if you want to know about that, we'll tell you the news in just a second. The budget, and what's going up, and what's going down, with Mark Goodyear, next on the official Budget Top 40.
Do it to me, baby.
Top record is M&S presents the girls and Sal Soul Nugget, which I believe you can get in boxes of 6, 9 and 12.
Radio 1.
I really need a holiday, don't I? Yeah. Manic Street Preachers and Jennifer Lopez. Coming up is Carolyn and Juliet with News, Sport and Budget. 4:30.
We have the latest on the budget.
And in sports, Dan throws another collie wobble.
Radio 1 News Beat.
The Chancellor Gordon Brown is promising a budget that puts families first. He says people deserve the best hospitals, the best schools and the best public services. He says that his ambition is for Britain to achieve full employment with more emphasis on training and education. There's help for ex-drug addicts to get jobs and for families with children. Maternity pay is going up with maternity leave extended. There'll also be for the first time paid paternity leave, as well as a baby bonus for mothers. Well, our budget expert is Rebecca Marston, and she's here. Rebecca, he promised lots for families. What's the reality?
Well, the reality is that's how it seems to be working out. Working parents earning less than £33,000 will get £10 a week for each child. And there's that newborn baby bonus. Parents will get £1,000 back through the pay packet to help them out in the first year. And maternity pay going up from £60 a week to £75, and it will be paid for longer, and fathers too, 2 weeks paid paternity leave.
So what about the big three, alcohol, cigarettes, petrol?
Well, petrol's going down by 2p a litre, although we'd already been told about that. There'll be less to pay for car tax if your car is under 1500 cc's. Fags up by 6p a packet, but no change to the price of a pint or a bottle of wine or spirits. And that's because the government's very worried about the amount of smuggling. One estimate is that 20% of all cigarettes in the country are initially bought abroad.
OK, Rebecca, thanks. Well, Polly Billington, our political reporter, is also here. Polly, this is probably the last budget before the general election. He says he's going to give lots of money away. Who's he desperate to win over?
Well, Gordon knows the people Labour need to persuade to get back to the polling booths when they ask them to go to the general election are young women, particularly those who voted for them last time, but aren't particularly impressed with what they've seen so far. A lot of this is very much targeted at them. There's help for those with children, and especially those trying to balance work and having a family, and those in low-paid work will even get more help for childcare. But of course, those young women and traditional Labour voters are very keen on seeing more money being spent on schools and hospitals, and some of that will be there, but whether we'll see any visible difference on those before voting day is another matter.
OK, Polly, thanks very much. And if you want to know how the budget will affect your finances, there's more information on the Radio 1 website. Just go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on Essentials. Today's other top story is a drink driver who killed 6 people has been jailed for 15 years. That's the longest sentence for dangerous driving in British legal history. Peter Noble from South Yorkshire drank 13 pints on a pub crawl last July and claimed his dead friend was at the wheel. One of 3 Leeds United players on trial for GBH has been cleared. The judge at Hull Crown.